Chicago's number one for throwbacks. So, Ed, I saw this story about Rihanna filing a lawsuit her dad, Ronald Fenty.
Oh.
Yeah, for the use of their last name, Fenty. She's suing him because Fenty is the name of her beauty line. She claims her father and his business partner, Moses, they falsely advertised themselves as her reps and booked a $15 million tour in Latin America.
Oh, wow.
So she's suing him.
Now, that's something to get at somebody about.
You think
misrepresentation of you and then not even your management?
But here's what I want to know from you, Ed.
She can get in trouble for that.
You know, you're in the spotlight, but you're also a father. Do you think she has a right to sue her father?
Over the name Fenty?
Yeah, that's her last name.
That's his name. And without him, she don't have that name.
So what do you think about that?
Is she suing him over the use of the name Fenty or over what he allegedly did by trying to book her for a tour?
Well, she's suing him for exploiting her name for monetary gain. So it's
Fenty. Tricky.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay, because first and foremost, business is business, but as a Christian man, the Bible teaches us to honor thy mother and father first. So I don't know if I would take it to court. I would try to work it out outside of court and outside of the public spotlight, because you are supposed to honor your parents.
There. I think she has every right. I mean, he falsely used her name and her image to get money with a business partner. So it's like, oh, okay, Dad. So I guess I'll work these shows for you so you can get $15
million. No, I didn't say do that.
Okay.
I said work it out outside of the courtroom in a way which still honors your parents. You're supposed to honor your mother and your father. I didn't say don't. I just said don't make it public. That's all I said. I just said figure out a way to get it right outside of the courtroom. Now, for the use of the name Fenty, I don't know about that because that's his name.
Yeah. You wouldn't.
You know, without him, there's no you.
You're right.
But that doesn't mean that he should take advantage of you as a grown person.
That's complicated.
It's a sticky situation. It's very sticky because family and money don't mix, as Biggie said.
Yeah, that must be hard.
Keep your money and your family completely separated.
Yeah.
Money and family don't mix like two chicks in one. Find yourself in serious. Biggie said it best in the Ten Crack Commandments.
Yeah, and more money, more problems. I mean, have you ever been in a situation like that? Is that hard?
With parents?
In a situation in general, when you become a celebrity, when you have monetary gains, do you feel like your relationships are different?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes, yes. Even for something as so simple as to just give away some of your stuff. My mother has done that before without my permission. Just like gave my nephews clothes that I left at the house. And then when I got over there looking for them, she's like, your nephews had a hole in his shoes. I was like, that's my brother's kids. They ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right.
Like, you should have called me and asked me before you gave my stuff away. Yeah. Yeah. It gets funny sometimes, but it's your parents.
Yeah.
They're
you're
the ones
right.
that gave you life. You know
I
what I mean?
Know.
Now, her father should not have tried to book a Latin American tour without her permission. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, you got to figure a way to work it out with your parents.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about Britney Spears and her father having a chokehold on her for a while. Macaulay Culkin, you know, all those child actors whose parents have their money. I'm
without
just thinking about
your
all
parents,
of them.
You do not exist. You got to figure out a way when you get older to kind of rein in your parents a little bit without being disrespectful at the same time.
Well, I think she has every right.
I wouldn't do it publicly.
I think parents are also human beings, and they make mistakes, and they're greedy, too.
Honor thy mother and father. True that or not true that is coming up. If y'all want to play the game, call right now, 312-729-1043. Three questions. All the answers are true that or not true that, and you can win something right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show. There's